Welcome to Quickies.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Quickies brought to you by In.com, the hottest podcast for the hottest gossip and news. My name is Arjun, and I'm going to be telling you everything worth knowing. Just yesterday, filmmaker Karan Johar posted the announcement of a much-awaited sequel on his Instagram. It looks like after over a decade that not-so-ordinary rom-com Dostana will return to the big screen, but only this time it is going to have Karthik Aryan, Janhvi Kapoor and yet-to-be-announced Mystery Man for the sequel. Back in 2008, Priyanka Chopra, John Abraham and Abhishek Bachchan gave the Indian audience a rather enjoyable gay comedy, which back then seemed ahead of its time but was still well-received. Now it's time for the millennials to take over. Janhvi has managed to make people fall in love with her after her amazing debut performance in Dhadak, and Karthik is someone girls and guys alike cannot get enough of. Be it Pyar Ka Panchnama 1 and 2 or Sonu Ki Titu Ki Sweetie, people definitely want more of him. The sequel also marks the debut of Colin D. Khanna as a director, who is also one of the writers for the film. Karan Johar evidently seemed super pumped about the project after he recently said, "I'm excited to take the Dostana franchise forward with Karthik and Janhvi and can't wait to create some desi boy-girl madness with them. This is Dharma Productions' first film with Karthik and we are looking forward to working with him. We will also be introducing a new male lead who will join the incredible talent at our production house." Colin D. Khanna also makes his directorial debut with Dostana 2. So looks like the Dostana 2 hype train is now ready to be boarded. Last year was filled with some quality films, one of them being Razi. I mean, it's hard for a project like Razi to go wrong when someone like Meghna Gulzar directs it and Vicky Kaushal plays the lead. Looks like this fact was acknowledged, which is probably why this actor-director duo are going to be working together once again on a film based on the life of Field Marshal Sam Manekshaw. If you don't know who he is, then let me tell you. During the Indian-Pakistan 1971 war, he was the chief of staff of the Indian Army and also the first Indian Army officer to be promoted to the field marshal rank. This idea has been in Meghna's mind for quite some time now, and in fact she first shared it with Vicky while they were filming for Razi. Recently she also told Mumbai Mirror that, "We wanted to finish the edit on the draft first before reaching out to an actor. One day I just called up Vicky, who happened to be nearby, and invited him over for a cold coffee. We had a conversation about Field Marshal Sam Manekshaw. He was about to fly to US and said he doesn't want to read the script and would just do the film. But I insisted that he read it and call me." She also said ours is not a biopic because it does not chronologically just record Sam Manekshaw's life. We needed to make an interesting narrative when telling a story by picking out the most crucial, iconic and relevant incidents of his life, giving a view of the soldier, the man and the field marshal. Sounds promising enough, but for now looks like both of them have got their plates full, considering Vicky is currently filming for Shujit Sarkar's Udham Singh and has also signed Karan Johar's horror film Bhoot, while Meghna wrapped Deepika Padukone's Chhapak a while ago, but the post-production and the promotions will keep her busy for quite some time. However, backed by Ronnie Screwvala's production house, this project is expected to go on floors in 2021, giving the duo plenty of time to wrap up their ongoing projects and commitments. Ace cricketer Sourav Ganguly is famously known for, well, his cricketing skills, but apart from that, he is also remembered for a particular moment back in 2002 when India beat England in the NatWest series and Sourav went full Enthu Cutlet by taking off his jersey and swirling it in the air on the Lord's balcony. Who knew back then what an iconic celebration it would turn into, so much so that filmmaker Abhinay Deo is now working on a sports drama based on that very moment. In his upcoming project called Dusra, he aims at showcasing the impact of Sourav Ganguly on the youth of India. Just this morning, he shared the first look poster of the film on his Instagram, which has a girl gazing through an open window and the background is basically a picture of that victorious moment. In the lead role, we will see Plabita Bortakur from Lipstick Under My Burqa fame narrating a multi-layered story. The official word from the Delhi Belly director was, "Sourav Ganguly marked the end of an era, the end of the submission. His one move at the NatWest final was so powerful and brought such a huge paradigm shift in our thinking." This film captures this through the life of a girl living in a patriarchal family suppressed by society and societal obligations. The poster of the film is only the first look. There are several more layers that audiences will understand once they watch the trailer. And speaking of the trailer, fortunately, you will barely have to wait considering it releases tomorrow. There are certain names that you've just heard of. Like, it's almost conversational. And one such name is Lily Singh, aka Superwoman, who started out a few years ago with posting vines on YouTube, and now cut to 2019, she is going to be hosting her very own late night show on America's primetime television. This also makes her the first brown and LGBTQ woman to accomplish something so huge. Her talk show will be replacing Carson Daly's PS, and in a recent interview with IANS, Lily gave her fans a lot to look forward to. Regarding the style of the show, she said, "I am going to try and make it fresh and inclusive, and I want it to be a ray of light and positive." And then upon being asked about Indian guests appearing on the show, she responded by saying, "I don't see why not, you can expect all kinds of guests." Superwoman also claimed that she is looking forward to inviting some Bollywood actors like Deepika Padukone and Priyanka Chopra Jonas. That's right, this is going to be huge indeed, but with great power comes great responsibility, which fortunately Lily has acknowledged. Considering the fact that she will be joining the likes of Billy O'Reilly, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, she realizes that she's getting a chance to host the show during the male-oriented time slot that comes as a huge responsibility for her. In her words, "I feel like my presence has become much larger than myself now. Previously, all my accomplishments have been surrounded around me. They have been about me or a milestone I set on my channel or otherwise my life. But this, I feel, is bigger than me. It's about a glass ceiling being shattered. I felt an overwhelming amount of support with this particular announcement, more so than I have with for anything else in my life. So I do feel like I am being lifted by so many people. It has been a sweet feeling." Oh man, as a content creator myself, she truly is an inspiration, and on behalf of In.com, I would like to wish her all the very best for this epic breakthrough of hers. This year, thanks to Zoya Akhtar, Valentine's Day was redefined because she didn't give the Indian moviegoers the typical boy meets girl, girl meets boy, they fall in love, you know, that kind of story, but instead a bahut hard film about the Mumbai underground rap scene. Yes, I am talking about Gully Boy, which was truly a delight, and looks like this feeling is not just limited to the Indian audience, considering the film is also set to be screened down under at the upcoming Indian Film Festival of Melbourne. Talking about the same, Zoya recently stated, "It's always great to see Indian cinema traveling and transcending across borders. As a filmmaker, it's a very rewarding experience, and more than that, it's extremely thrilling to see a celebration of Indian films. I'm ecstatic to be invited and to be part of IFFM 2019 in Melbourne, which is a melting pot of cultures. There's a huge Indian community in Australia, and I'm looking forward to take Gully Boy to Australia for a special screening and extending a discuss on cinema with Australian audiences. This year, IFFM will complete a decade when it takes place from 8th to 17th August in Melbourne's Victoria. And Gully Boy will be screened on 10th August in Zoya's presence, because after the screening, she will talk to the viewers about Indian cinema. I'm so happy about the whole thing because this movie was so well done, especially the performances not just by Ranveer and Alia, but the lesser known names such as Siddhant Chaturvedi, who played MC Sher. And the best part about it was his Bollywood debut, but his performance made it seem like he's a seasoned actor, much like Vijay Varma, who has signed a number of films post Gully Boy release, including his first international project directed by Meera Nair for BBC. It's just crazy how Gully Boy has now turned into an international affair. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on In.com.